Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, episode 12. Looking back on our Sunday services on the 19th of November 2017. Those are the services I attended in Watford in the morning and Bracknell in the afternoon. So we're looking back, reflecting on what did we learn, what did God teach us, what went well, what didn't go so well, and having a think about that. So I'm recording these partly to help me think through my own thinking, but partly because as I think about things, it might stimulate some ideas in yourself or cause you to reflect and then share with us and me and others what you've learned, and then we can all learn together. So that's what we're looking at here. This last Sunday, Watford and Bracknell, and in Watford we had a bit of an extra challenge in that there was a problem with the car parking, and we got into the building quite late, and we all rushed around like crazy setting everything up as we usually do, except that it was much more rushed than usual. And there was a temptation as we got close to the start time of 10:30 just to rush straight into the service. But I thought, no, we must stop. We must pause. We must reflect, because we're all frazzled. And that's not a good state to be in when you're beginning singing and worshipping our great God. So I gathered everybody together and just looked at what happened to Hezekiah. Hezekiah, as you may know, was told he was going to die. He pleaded with God. God gave him some extra years of life. And then there's this wonderful sort of song, prayer, poem in Isaiah 38. And it concludes in verse 20. Hezekiah says this: "The Lord will save me." He's talking there about his physical healing. "The Lord will save me, and we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord." We had our guitar there, of course, so with the stringed instruments, and we will sing. And the point I made to everybody there was Hezekiah knew why he was singing. And it was corporate. We will sing, not just him. We. Everybody celebrates together. And he knew why. And it's we get into this thing where sometimes we rush around preparing everything and we have a rehearsal, perhaps, of the songs. And then we're thinking about what we're doing. But the what must be taken over by the why. The why must become more prominent than the what at that moment before we begin to lead corporate worship. Or if we're still focused on the what, we'll miss the why. We'll miss who we're there to sing about and to. We'll miss why we're there to be together and remember what our great God has done for us in saving us. Because, of course, in Hebrew thought, the word healing and saving are very closely linked. And so we're there because God has healed us. And that's why. And I think the quality of our worship improved on Sunday, because we just stopped for a moment to think about the why. Do you do that every Sunday, just before you begin? Do you stop to remember why we're here and why we're about to sing and speak? I'd recommend it. I think it really helped us and helped us to not give into our frazzled state right there. Let's talk about the speaking for a moment here. In Watford, we had a couple of innovative, creative ideas, which I really liked. If you want to see the visual effect of this, go to my blog, malcolmcox.org, and there you'll see a picture of what Charles did for the communion. Now, in the communion, he asked for two volunteers, which ended up being Barry and Kate. He put a table there. He put a tablecloth on the table, a vase, a flower in the vase. He had some rather cheesy romantic music playing over the PA. And he set Barry and Kate up sitting opposite each other as a kind of date. And it was very funny, and a lot of banter ensued from the congregation. And it wasn't, of course, realistic, but it was Charles' way of illustrating that we all know what it's like to share a special meal. And that's important that we have those special meals that bond us together as people, whether romantically as couples or just as friends. But then how much more significant and important is this meal we're about to take as a corporate body of Christ, but also with Christ amongst us? And that, I think, it really helped us to appreciate the special nature of the meal. So thank you, Charles, for being so creative. But also there was Asagi. Asagi preached, and he had a great illustration using some children's sort of play tiles that fitted together a bit like a jigsaw. Hard for me to describe. Again, there's a picture of him preaching on the website. And you'll have to go to the Watford Church YouTube channel to see him in action. And then you can see there how he used those little bricks. And I think you'll like it. Again, I just really appreciate the creative thought about how do I get my point across? Here's something I can do, something physical. And I would recommend that we think more and more about how we can use physical things or ideas to get the point across. We know Jesus did that, of course. So that was really good. Let's talk about the music. Okay, in Watford, we tried a song sandwich. I tried putting together the beginning of Soon and Very Soon, and then Shine Jesus Shine in the middle, and then finishing with Soon and Very Soon, all in the key of G. Unfortunately, It honestly didn't work. And here's why. I'd like to illustrate it. This is why I'm sitting at the piano to record this. So we start with soon and very soon in G, no problem. Soon and very soon we are going to see the king. And two or three verses of that, finishing, before we go into shine, Jesus shine like this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of your darkness, shining Jesus, light of the world, shine up. And you can see what the problem is, that we're going way too fast for shine, Jesus, shine. And it was fine to go into the end of that and then into soon and very soon to finish, but the link between soon and very and shine, it was just too fast. And so we ended up having to slow down after soon and into shine and then back up to soon and very, which could work, but it wasn't our intention. I wanted to build the thing. And so I learned from that you've got to think more carefully about the speed of the songs. What we should have done is to start soon and very much slower. And it wouldn't have been the normal way we'd sing the song, but it could have worked, I think, in this situation where we did just a slower, more majestic version. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Why couldn't that work? And then when you go into the next song, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of your darkness. That works. And then back into soon and very soon at the end. To there be light, soon and very. And you can pick up the speed there and then actually speed up and finish on a high as you go back into soon and very soon. So that was a mistake we made. I learned from it and I'm going to try it again this Sunday in lower early, but with that different way of doing it, starting slow and then speeding up when we get back to soon and very soon. So it was a mistake, but I don't mind having made the mistake because, frankly, isn't that how we learn? And the more mistakes we make, the better we get. At least that's the idea. Don't repeat the mistakes, just learn from them. And I want to encourage us, take risks, try new things, because that's how you'll learn. And even if people don't like it, it's okay. Well, that's how we learn. We've got to be patient with each other, congregationally as well as personally. So that's what we did there. And in Bracknell, oh yes, I must mention this. I want to recommend a new song, a song by Geraldine Lattie. I'm not sure when she wrote it, but I think it was quite recently. It's called Lord, You Hear the Cry. And I recommend it because it's got a great theme of singing about God's compassion for the poor, the marginalized, and the needy. I heard an interview with Geraldine Lattie where I think she referred to the idea that it was inspired by the plight of the refugees that have been in the news more and more the last year or two or three. We don't have very many songs that deal with this particular issue. I don't know about you, but of course, in our fellowship of churches, we take regularly a collection for Hope Worldwide in the UK. We have talks about the work of Hope Worldwide. We have talks about the needy. And I often find it a bit tricky to find an appropriate song for us to sing while we take up the collection or perhaps running into that talk. They tend to be rather generic songs. How much better it would be to have songs that are about the poor and the needy. And this is one such song. The lyrics are terrific. If you go to my website, malcolmcox.org, you'll find links from there. Or you could just search for Geraldine Lattie on YouTube and online. Resound Worship is another website that promotes her materials. You'll find it. I'll have a look at those lyrics. I think you'll like it. We learned it and we sang it this Sunday in Bracknell, and I think it really worked. And we'll sing it again for sure. And we'll learn it in Watford very soon and sing it there too. So that's just something for us to think about. Finishing off last week and this week. Okay, so last week I said that I'd make sure I have song sheets for the whole congregation because I forgot to print enough last week. I did that. That was good. I also said that I would start the service in Bracknell with a 5-minute countdown video inspired by what I heard our Leicester church have been doing. We did that. I think it worked well. It needs refining and improving, but I think we'll repeat that. This next Sunday, two commitments I have for us. Firstly, that I will do a devotional for all the people involved in the services, including a 1 minute of silence. This is inspired by Psalm 62, verse 1, which says, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." My soul waits in silence. I think it's a good way to prepare ourselves to lead others in worship is just to stop for a moment and be silent for a minute. I'm going to share this with the group, ask us to have a minute of silence, then we'll pray, and then we'll go and lead everybody in worship. So we're going to try that. And also, my other commitment is to have a second bash at the Soon and Very and Shine, Jesus Shine song sandwich in Lower Early, but to do it hopefully better this time round. So pray for me, and I'll let you know how that goes next week. What are you doing? What's God teaching you? What are you trying? What have you tried that's working? What have you tried that doesn't work? It's okay to share that too. What convictions has God been giving you? I would love to know. Please share them here. Leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. So until the next time we talk, and next time you listen to these recordings or read my blog or watch the video, and thank you for doing so. Until the next time, when you gather together with other people who love God, I pray that you have a wonderful time of corporate worship. Take care, and God bless.